Welcome back to the third hour of the Rob O'Donnell Show today on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is 509, 80 degrees here on this Thursday, June 12th, 2025. Tomorrow's Friday, almost done with the week. Friday the 13th tomorrow. I'm not superstitious like that, so it really doesn't matter to me. But every time the date comes up, you do at least take note to say, oh, another Friday the 13th. I mean, how crazy could it be with everything we're seeing day in and day out? It's interesting. Now, they're fighting back and forth on social media. And by they, I mean senators, you know, our elected official, the people who are supposed to be making our laws and running our country. They're fighting when, in fact, Senator Padilla did announce that he was Senator Padilla. Now, the Department of Homeland Security says that he didn't have a security pin on. He didn't say he was the senator. And in the video, you can clearly hear him say, I'm Senator Padilla. I just want to ask a question. But this was after he started to get pushed back. So he already ran up to the or attempted to run up to the Secretary of Homeland Security, was already grabbed by authorities and was being forced out. And he was pushing back against the authorities. And only when he was losing that pushing back and forth battle, did he say he was Senator Padilla? And so now they're arguing that, oh, you know, he did say who he was. You're lying, Department of Homeland Security. And listen, I don't care what you say your name is. If you rush up to a principal, be it a secretary, be it someone from the executive branch, and there you're not readily identifiable, you should be put down. I think we've learned our lessons here over the past couple of years on the threats that are truly out there. So, listen, I read this story, and it's more what's being said here. And this is L.A. Mayor Karen Bass. She said she worries that ICE raids will leave nobody to do child care. Now, let that sink in for a minute there. She's worried about ICE raids because nobody will do child care. Now, she told Katie Couric on Tuesday that people will begin to noticing the impact of immigration and custom enforcement raids once there's nobody to do childcare or tend to their gardens. Now, tending to their gardens, who's going to pick their vegetables? That's always been said by Democrats. Speaking to Kirk on the Reporter's YouTube channel, Bass revealed that her biggest concern is the impact of illegal immigrants being arrested or too afraid to go to work. My biggest fear is the impact that Angelenos will begin to feel when the labor of immigrants is absent, Bass said. We'll feel it in the construction industry. We'll feel it in hospitality. We'll feel it at the grocery store. People will begin to notice. She continued. Now, this is Mayor Karen Bass. You think about the mothers who have nannies and housekeepers. They will feel it when there's nobody to do childcare and there's nobody to take their kids to school. You know, you'll feel it when your gardener goes away and you don't know where he or she is. So Angelenos will feel the absence on illegal immigrant labor. So let me get this straight here. You have the mayor of Los Angeles saying that, yeah, you're going to realize it when you're unvetted, unbackground checked, illegally present child care person does not show up to work. Is that really what you're going with here? Is that really the talking point? I mean, after everything we talk about background checks and school employees and anyone who works with, if you're a parent going on a field trip with your own child, you need a background check now. But yet in LA, their top elected official, the mayor of the city, is saying, well, you know when people are going to realize this? When the people who have zero background checks, who are watching children now, don't show up to work because they're either afraid or they're deported. That's really what we're going with? I mean, I've had three children, and my children were in daycare from a very young age because both my wife and I worked. A lot of you are the same way. We keep hearing about, you know, the cost of childcare and but one of the big things with any childcare is the vetting of who works there, right? We've seen time and time again videos of someone being abusive in childcare, someone, you know, not doing the right thing. Hell, there's been people arrested for having illegal immigrants, housekeepers, or childcare, or nannies. They're very high-profile cases of people who lost political office or couldn't run for political office or lost appointments because they had an undocumented nanny. But here you have the mayor of Los Angeles saying her biggest fear is that the illegal immigrants who doing jobs as nannies, childcare, you know, won't be here to do that job anymore. That's what you're advocating for, that people without background check. I mean, because you can't have a background check if you're illegally, right? People without background checks, unvetted, here illegally, could disappear at the drop of a dime if something does happen. These are the people you really want caring for your infants and your children? But this is what they're running. She said this on national TV. Bass claimed to have spoken to someone who said their local grocery store had empty shelves because there was nobody to stock them. She added that raids caused unnecessary trauma for families with parents unwilling to go to work or send their kids to school out of fear. It's just untrue. I mean, if you're an illegal immigrant, maybe you're a little hesitant to send your kids to school. Again, because of the fear that Democrats are stoking, saying there's violent raids of elementary schools, which is 100% untrue. Not a single school in the nation has been raided by ICE. Not a single one. And the reports of the few that did were all found to be fraudulent. So obviously, all these illegal immigrants are simply working all these jobs, including childcare. To have parents who are not sure they could go to work or be fearful of letting their kids go to school, it disrupts families. It creates unbelievable pressure and tension. You can imagine the mental health impacts on children, especially the children that are old enough to remember the last Trump administration or old enough to remember COVID, Bass said. Despite Bass's condemnation, the Department of Homeland Security has signaled that it plans to continue arrests of criminal illegal immigrants. Secretary Noem also had a message for LA rioters. You will not stop us or slow down. ICE will continue to enforce the law and arrest criminal illegal aliens. I did see also the IRS investigators have touched down in LA and are looking into the funding behind these protests. But how troubling is it that the mayor of Los Angeles is saying that the biggest impact is the illegal immigrants who are working in childcare or nannies, unvetted, no background checks whatsoever, who knows nothing about them? This is your biggest fear. As a matter of fact, that should be your biggest concern as an elected official, that you have individuals without background checks caring for children in your city. With everything that's gone on across the nation, even people with criminal background checks. I mean, how many times do we see in schools issues that have happened? Now, they're small compared to all the schools and all the teachers that are out there, but they do happen. And these are people with extensive background checks. But to say that there's this entire, and to know there's this entire workforce out there that's undocumented, that has zero background checks for caring for kids in your city, and you're more worried about ICE enforcement than that, just goes to show how warped their thinking is on this. It's nuts. I just watched a video of Senator Elizabeth Warren talk about Senator Aguilar from California being detained and pushed out of the room, saying he was simply just trying to ask a question. Well, you watched the video. I posted it. And was that simply trying to ask a question, or was that forcing your way into an ongoing press conference to cause a disruption, to cause the response that was there? So my answer, and I've posted that to Senator Elizabeth Warren, I guess anytime I have a question, I could just push my way past her staff and her security because I simply just want to ask a question. Now, you try that. You try walking up to someone like Senator Elizabeth Warren, push your way past her staff simply to ask her a question. I mean, how many videos have we seen of reporters trying to ask these members questions and they just continue to walk, ignoring them? Well, I guess it's okay now to stand in front of them or prevent them from moving to ask them a question because you're simply peacefully asking a question, right? I mean, that's the standard that she's setting. So it's interesting that they put the stuff out there publicly in their anger to be outraged for this manufactured crisis. And again, it's manufactured because the video we have of this interaction is from the senator's own staff. The senator's staffer took the video that showed this entire interaction. So it was like, hey, start filming this because we're going to cause a scene. You know that was the premise behind it. But here we are. But here you have the mayor of Los Angeles concerned that we have unvetted, non-background checked illegal immigrants maybe not show up for health care, for child care jobs. Crazy. Let me go to the phones. We have Joe from Berwick. Joe.
Hello, Rob. Thanks for having me on. Hey, I'm going to, you know, I kind of brought this up on Sue Henry's show with Josh Shapiro's comments. And I'm going to bring it up now, having heard what you read from Miss Bass. I'd like to welcome Miss Bass to have a big cup of shut the heck up. And you can put up any, you know, other, you can put any word in there of your choice. Because here's the deal with this buffoon. And I'm tired of hearing these people already. You know, she said, oh, well, who's going to do this work? Let me tell you something. 7:30 this morning, I'm out there tearing hedgerows out on a hillside. And I've been going since then, and I still have about 2 hours ahead of work ahead of me before I can get home and even get off my feet. I get it that these people are hard workers. Some of the jobs I do with a Hispanic man who's a very good carpenter. I get it, they're good workers, and yes, you know, they're, because it's you know, what they call unskilled, you can get people at times to do certain things cheaper. But these, you know, the arrogance of these people, so you're gonna undercut these people and basically use them as slave labor? That's what you're saying? And you're taking a moral high ground? Are you kidding me? If there's a need for these people, then set up something called a guest labor program or a temporary visa, which I think we already have. And if it's not suitable, then get Congress to do their job and come up with a better system and get these people in the country, give them a decent wage for what they're doing, and have them pay taxes while they're here. But to hear that buffoon, she's probably never done a day of work in her life, talk about that and say, who's going to pick our vegetables? Are you kidding me?
And that's their go-to and time again. She's not the first to say these things. Now, the child care issue, that was one that jumped right out at me. So you're advocating that non-background checked illegal immigrants are in the child care industry in your city, and that's not a concern of yours whatsoever.
Well, if they're doing that, I guarantee then they're breaking the law. Because if California is anything at all like Pennsylvania, yes, they have to have background checks. They have to have legal status. And if she's out there admitting that they don't, then she's out there admitting that they're breaking the law in her city. And once again, she doesn't care.
Indeed. Joe, I got to go up against the traffic and weather. I appreciate you checking in, my friend.
All right. Thank you.
It's 5:22 here at WILK. Time for traffic. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. Got a text in, says, I don't agree with her on child care, but I do agree that everyone is going to feel it in the construction industry and restaurant industry and so on, and that's a fact. Okay. Then they'll have to pay higher wages for people here legally, just like we did during COVID where there was less workers. When the demand for workers increases and the supply is not there, wages go up. So where's the downside of people here legally making better money doing those same jobs? You know, my daughter who was going to nursing school worked as a waitress all through COVID. Now, a lot of it was, call in and pick up and go. But they were paying her extremely well because a lot of people weren't working during COVID. So the wages went up. You made pretty good salary doing those things. Made pretty good paycheck doing those things. Same thing with the construction industry. If the wages go up for those workers, okay. Now, will the costs go up for people getting work done on their house? Sure. Okay. So you mean to tell me you're willing to trade off a cheaper roof for your house for unchecked illegal immigration? you're willing to have a cheaper meal at a restaurant for cheaper labor where they're paying them less and not paying here people who are here legally a higher living wage. Isn't the living wage the whole part of the argument too from Democrats? But you'll artificially keep those wages down by having an influx of illegal workers here. So, you know, I agree. It's going to affect the construction industry. It's going to affect the restaurant industry, and good. Because wages for American workers, our children coming up and going into the trades, our children coming up doing these jobs or willing to do these jobs, will make more money. And at a certain point, when the wages are good enough, people will do those jobs. But if you want to keep them artificially low and get a cheaper roof or get a cheaper meal at your restaurant, and you're willing to look the other way for unfettered illegal immigration, well, I don't think that's the answer. I don't think that's the answer at all. So, but the fact on childcare, you know, I just looked it up. It is an additional crime to work in childcare without a background check. So you're an illegal immigrant, and here's the mayor of Los Angeles touting this. Someone who's in charge of the laws, enforcing the laws for her municipality. So it's an additional crime. So thank you, Mayor Bass, for letting it out that there's a whole contingency of illegal immigrants that are working in the child care and nanny industry that should not be doing so because it's a violation of not only your municipal code, but state law. So additional laws that are being broke. Thank you for that. It's 5:30 here at WILK. Time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's 5:37. You can call or text at 570-883-0098. Before I get to the phone lines, I'm just going to get a text message on the person talking about the construction industry and restaurant industry. They said it's not what I'm saying. I'm saying we need to work with the ones that are here. And I agree. This is something I've talked about always. Non-criminal record. Other than illegal entry, which I understand is a crime, but other criminal record, and not in the last 5 years, I agree. Something needs to be done with the people who've been here, who are not a burden on our social services, who have no criminal record. They pay a fine, whatever's arranged, whatever's worked out bipartisanly in Congress. Something needs to be done to make these people, I don't think, because they came here illegally, I don't think they should ever have the right to vote. They should never become citizens. But some sort of legal status here where they pay a fine or whatever is worked out in our legislature needs to be done. I agree there. And again, not anyone in the last 5 years when it was a free-for-all and no one with a criminal record or a burden on our systems. Let me go to the phones now. We have Thurman. Thurman, how are you?
I'm better. How are you?
All right.
The Airhead Show this morning had a discussion about the quandary between people who went Sunday hunting and the deer population expansion, and not connecting the two. Nor it was very obvious that nobody in Harrisburg has talked to the other states that have a lot more people who aren't hunters in the woods in the fall than Pennsylvania does, and. It's kind of curious that they haven't asked the states that do both successfully and safely. For example, if Pennsylvania has such a big deer overpopulation problem, instead of eliminating people being able to walk in the woods during deer season and on a Sunday, why not just increase the bag limits for the number of deer that can be taken in Pennsylvania?
I agree there. I do believe they do expand that the doe tags that are available at where you can get multiple. I mean, there's been years in the past where I had all my kids at home where you were able to get a few doe tags and a buck tag for certain areas where there was an overpopulation. So I think they currently do that.
Oh, okay. I've never had that opportunity.
Yeah, it all depends. If there's an overabundance based on their biological, department's numbers and estimates, a certain area, a certain wildlife management unit will have, a few 10,000 doe tags that are available, and they go through cycles.
The problem with that, Rob, is all that does primarily is to increase the number of people who apply for a single license, rather than some states, when they have a deer population problem, they just say, okay, we're going to increase the number of deer that can be taken in a year from 2 to 3, for example.
Well, that's what you can. There were years that I was able to take 3 or 4 deer because I could take a buck and then I was able to get 2 or 3 doe tags. And, you know, with my children, they were able to get a doe tag or 2 plus their buck tag. You know, so between all of us, we could probably take 10 or 12 deer. Not that we did, but, you know, you had the opportunity to.
Was that in Pennsylvania or New York?
No, it's Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, depending on how many year, because you get your buck tag, and then you can apply for a doe tag, and a lot of times they increase those doe tag numbers, so if they're still available, you could apply for a second doe tag, and sometimes even a third doe tag.
Well, I've never heard of that. New York State, that's commonplace.
Well, places like Georgia, I mean, you could take up to 10 deer with a tag.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's
the other thing is it boils down to revenue, too, because Pennsylvania loses lots of potential revenue in the Game Commission because of all of the Pennsylvania serious hunters who go to New York State to hunt instead.
Yeah, I mean, I've hunted in both. I've hunted in several states, actually, and it's the rules change. I think a lot of it's opportunity. You know, when my kids were small and hunting with me, you know, Sunday would have been nice because it was another day that they didn't have to take off from school and that they were able to do it. A lot of people are only off on Saturdays and Sundays. Like now, I haven't hunted since I've taken this job because it just doesn't fit into the schedule to where I could do it. Saturday is really the only day I could do it, and it's really not with scouting and everything that I do, especially with bow hunting. You know, it just hasn't been ideal where, you know, I got to try and really make it a priority coming up this next season. But, you know, it's just the way it is.
Yeah, I think that they should get their heads together and maybe talk to some other states that have been successful in this. I mean, you go to Vermont in the fall. Heck, there are many more people out in the woods who never touched a gun than there are people in Pennsylvania that are out in the woods just for exercise.
Yeah, we come across it every now and then. I remember being out in the Allegheny Mountains bear hunting, and you have these hikers that'll walk by, and they're wearing their fluorescent orange and everything. They're aware it's bear season, but they're angry at you for being out there because you're interrupting their hike. And it's like, hey, not for nothing, but it's bear season.
Oh,
I don't know what to tell you. But it's interesting. Thurman, you feeling all right? You sound a little under the weather lately.
Well, you know, I'm still on the planet. That's the only thing that matters.
All right. Well, I wish you well. Hope everything's good
in this area. So,
yeah.
You take what you can get as long as you can. So
I hear you. All right, Thurman, it's good to hear your voice again either way.
Have a good one.
Thank you. It's 5:43 here at WILK. Time for 2020 traffic and weather together. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. 5:48, 79 degrees. We start to wind things down. There is actually directions on the cereal box. Choose your cereal and bowl. Select your favorite cereal and dish. Pour cereal into bowl. Pour the desired amount of cereal into the dish. Be careful not to overfill the bowl as you need space for milk. Add milk. Pour milk over the cereal until it's about 3/4 from the top. You can use dairy milk or non-dairy milk options like almond milk or oat milk. Optional, stir and add toppings. Some people like to stir the cereal to ensure even milk distribution. You can also add toppings such as fruits, strawberries and bananas, nuts, seeds, and sprinkle of cinnamon. Step 5, enjoy. Use a spoon to eat the cereal. This is a public service announcement brought to you by The Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio. Jake had that at the ready. Look at that. So on the real topics that we've been talking about today, Donald Trump just made an important post in regards to Iran. He says, We remain committed to a diplomatic resolution to the Iranian nuclear issue. My entire administration has been directed to negotiate with Iran. They could be a great country, but they first must completely give up hopes of obtaining a nuclear weapon. Thank you for your attention to this matter. So that was posted by the president just a little while ago. You also had CNN brought a legal expert on in hopes that they would side with Senator Padilla of California for forcing his way into the Secretary of Homeland Security press conference over at DAH, and they were wrong. The security expert, the legal expert, on CNN Live said officers were trying to lead him out. He turns and walks into those agents. At that point, we're talking to that person. We're taking that person out against their will. He was using his body weight to resist the agent's efforts to remove him. So it's interesting when that backfires. You got to love when it happens to them, too, when it backfires on them. So I saw a lot of media on TV, MSNBC, CNN, you know, here even, talking about a recent Quinnipiac poll that stated that, and this is the headline, Trump is underwater on some of the top issues. And that's in quotes. That's the headline. And that is actually the direct headline from Politico, where most of these people probably saw this poll. Now, it's a direct headline from Politico without highlighting any of the metrics or the bias of the poll itself. So like I do, I actually went to Quinnipiac and pulled the poll. Now, according to Gallup, which is another poll, in 2024 data, the U.S. adult population identifies roughly as 30% Republican or lean Republican, 30% Democrat or lean Democrat, or 40% independent without leaning one way or another. That's the Gallup estimate for population identifications. The Quinnipiac poll broke down where they said, you know, the headline, Trump is underwater on some of his top issues. Well, the Quinnipiac poll only surveyed 26% Republican, 28% Democrat, 36% Independent, and 9% other. Now, it underrepresents Republicans compared to the benchmark that I just told you, with a 2 to 4% gap. It also suggests that undersampling of Republicans voters while oversampling other, not Democrat, Republican, or Independents. Now, those who identify as other would be the most disenfranchised by either party. So whatever the question they're asking in this point, it would have to do with Donald Trump's, you know, immigration, the economy, inflation, foreign policy. Your 9% other are pretty much the ones that are pissed off at both parties. That's why they don't even declare themselves as independents. They're other. So from the start, and I gave a link to the actual Quinnipiac poll. So the link is, this poll is skewed from the beginning to get a result that they knew would go one way. But yet it gave headlines to Politico and morning shows and MSNBC and other things to say, well, you know, Trump, people aren't siding with Trump anymore. What it also fails to say is that every month, those poll numbers, Trump's poll numbers on those very issues has gone up, except for this month where they ticked down 2 to 3%. Now, in that very same Quinnipiac poll, just on a different page, it was also asked about the Democrat Party approval rating. So for the shows that were celebrating the recent Trump poll, I guess they forgot to mention that the other Quinnipiac poll released at the same time showed that the Democrat Party only had an approval rating of 21% and a disapproval rating of 70%. Now, this is a Quinnipiac poll from June 5th to the 9th, and it was the same 1,283 registered voters. So I guess if they're so happy and celebrating and talking about so much how Trump is underwater on a lot of his top issues, but fail to mention that Democrats are only showing a 21% approval rating and a 70% disapproval rating by that very same sampling of people. So it's interesting how they leave that out. And again, it's a narrative. You know, we want to give you the portions that's there that benefits what we say, that talks about what we want to talk about, rather than the whole part there. But rest assured that when I hear things like that, I want to look into the Quinnipiac poll. What does it actually say? Who was actually sampled? Because a lot of these polls, again, are skewed from the beginning. A lot of the polls leading up to the election undersampled Democrats. This is why undersampled Republicans. This is why they were able to say, well, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris was going to run away from with this election. They're a shoo-in. You're going to win. They were telling their own people you're going to win Meanwhile, behind rooms, in dark corners, they were telling each other, "We're dead. We're gonna get crushed." And you're seeing this now in the books that are coming out. It's literally raining in Shenandoah, Mount Carmel, Shamokin, Sunbury, nowhere near us. But hey, let's interrupt the broadcast, right? It's all right. If you're traveling south of I-80, you're going to have some small rain moving from west to east. Other than that, up near us, everything looks pretty good weather-wise. Maybe some clouds, maybe a sprinkle, but nothing to get an EAS alert. But, I guess it's 5:56 here at WILK. We'll be back to close out the show. Well, that's it for the Rob O'Donnell Show today on this Thursday, June 12th, 2025. Good show. Thank you for contributing. A lot of text messaging today. Some phone calls. Good to hear some voices, some new voices we haven't heard in a while. But other than that, yeah, we do have some storms moving south from west to east, south of us, south of I-80. So really shouldn't be too much for Katrina Oz. But, you know, the humid, damp weather, you know, sun's out a little bit, clouds, sun clouds. You know, they fire up some storms here and there. So I can't rule out a sprinkle by us, but doesn't look like it's likely for the most part, or at least something we should worry about. Other than that, hopefully you got plans this weekend. Yes, Sunday is Father's Day for people who don't know, like my wife, who didn't realize that Sunday was Father's Day. But now she does, so we'll see. Hopefully you got something good planned, and don't worry about the weather. It's going to be a little mix, but nothing to cancel plans about, because Dad's worth it. I said so. God bless, be safe, and we'll be here tomorrow to talk about more of the day's news. See you then.